This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up?
I feel like today's the day that tennis died.
Because people are...
I mean, yesterday we find out Rafael Nadal is not going to compete in Wimbledon or the Olympics, right, Tony?
Correct.
Is that what you said? And now we have Naomi Osaka, she's forget it, I'm out. I'm not going to play Wimbledon.
I think you're going to get over it, to be honest with you.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I know people are thinking of being way too sarcastic here. In a way, I'm not, though. I mean, these are like, I'm not the biggest tennis fan in the world, but I recognize the names in tennis and how good they are. But these are two big ones that have decided, you know what? No. No to Wimbledon, which is the biggest tennis event there is.
Is it?
Well, it's bigger than Roland Garros or the U.S. Open or the Australian Open. Okay. I mean, it's the big one, right? Wimbledon.
Okay. I mean,
am I wrong?
I don't know that you're wrong or right.
Oh, come on, Doug.
I have no idea what the biggest tennis event is. I know that there's four majors, right? Isn't the Australian, U.S., the French, and Wimbledon?
I'm sorry, which?
Roland Garros.
Yeah. Yeah, but Wimbledon's a big one.
Is it?
That's the most prestigious one.
Did you say a big one or the big
one? The big one.
Is it? Okay. I believe you. I'm not arguing. I have no idea. I think you might be talking completely out of your hindquarters.
I'm actually not. I'm surprised that you didn't know that was the big one. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Is it?
You thought they were all equal, Doug?
Well, no, it's an honest question. Yeah, just like golf, right? Or is it the Masters?
I would think. Well, I think in golf, it might be debatable which one's the bigger between. I mean, the British Open.
I feel like in golf, there's three big ones, and then there's the PGA Championship.
Right.
And maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's kind of always the way I've looked at it. Is Wimbledon's bigger than the other majors in tennis?
I think so. Yes.
Open ended question mark.
Maybe I'm dead wrong in that, but that's what I've always thought. I mean, growing up. As a lad watching I actually watched lots of tennis in when I was growing up in the late 70s and early 80s. I watched a lot of tennis.
You're making Gator question his tennis knowledge.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
I don't remember putting this on our show sheet, so I had no preparation.
We were a big Bjorn Borg house back in the day.
Oh, I like the Yvonne Lendl.
Yeah, he was fun to watch.
The excitement he brought to the game.
Just a slender stature. I thought you'd like him too, Carson.
Look, I do remember there was a time.
I feel like tennis was popular up until about 1991.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
reasonably popular. They died for a while, and it's come back.
Am I wrong? The personalities were bigger. I mean, McEnroe and Connors.
See, McEnroe, Connors, Borg, Lendl, then Boris Becker.
Wasn't Lendl considered the most boring champion of all time?
Probably, but
he was like a cyborg.
But he was a guy. But he was ridiculously good. Eli Nastasi was a guy back then. Ilya Nastasi, remember? Yeah.
Well, you brought up like two or three American names right off the bat, though. That's why. America needs to root for Americans, right? Isn't that pretty much the case? Roddick, you thought may have had a chance at one point, and nothing, kind of fizzled out.
He was marrying some hot broad, right?
I think, he did pretty good for himself.
Yeah, he did all right. He's done well.
Brooklyn Decker, not bad.
She's okay. The other Brooklyn.
Well, look, I acquiesce to you. Totally your call.
Yes. So anyway, so when I hear that Naomi Osaka is out,
Osaka.
Osaka, sorry. Thank you. Osaki. I'm all over the place. I'm the tennis guy.
Dude, it's Friday. You want some sake already, man?
Right. But with Naomi Osaka out and Rafael Nadal out, those are two huge names. Just and they're out of Wimbledon. I mean, if you're gonna take if you're gonna take a week off for health reasons or something, I wouldn't think you'd take Wimbledon off. But maybe they're making statements.
I wouldn't think you'd take any of the majors off.
No,
like you take all the rest off so you can play in the big ones.
Right. You're not gonna play the Skull Bandits Open.
Whoa.
Well. Since you're the tennis, yes, buff on our show right now, Gator.
He's our go-to guy.
Yeah, so, Wimbledon.
Go nowhere else. Go no further than right here.
I am not. Yes. I'm looking right at you.
I am the oracle of tennis right now for this show.
Okay, so Wimbledon is the biggest tournament in tennis.
Yes.
But the Olympics are coming up, and Naomi said that she's just going to focus on the Olympics. Which is bigger, the Olympics or Wimbledon?
That's a great question to ask. I think it's probably different to each individual for that, because...
Isn't there no greater honor than representing your country, or,
some people feel that way, yeah. But I don't know how long they've allowed professional tennis players to play in the Olympics, so it's a little bit different now than what it was when we were younger. But Nadal said he's not even going to play in the Olympics. I think there's messages being sent here.
Well, here's you know what? I can relate to this a little bit right now from a standpoint of I'm not that into it. And for which, hole in my game. But you know what it made me realize? And I started thinking about why am I not into it? What's happened? Because I can mention, I do remember McEnroe versus Borg.
Yeah.
Feeling like that was a big deal. Jimmy Connors came along and brought a lot of energy to the sport. And you know what tennis needs? It needs Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, two guys that don't like each other.
Well, and there are some.
And maybe there are. And I just
don't know the names of the guys, but I know I saw something on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel on HBO last year. There are a couple of kind of guys that are entertaining, but they're kind of jerks on the court.
Nick?
I think he might be onto something. Yeah,
Kyrgios.
Yeah, is he a Greek player or something like that?
Yeah,
something like that. Not Kyriakis, but something like that. Yeah.
Yes,
that guy.
Look to the tennis crowd right now. Stop yelling. We're sorry. We're sorry.
I want to help the tennis crowd out right now.
I don't want to insult them that I don't know their sport at all. But I don't know your sport at all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My son played tennis.
Tennis or football?
Which do I like more? Or who do we piss off more?
Yeah. Who do we piss off more? Who is more offended listening to this show? Is the tennis fan more offended because we're talking out of our backsides about tennis? Or is it the soccer crowd that's more offended that we just can't get into soccer? And that we just don't give it the attention it deserves?
Let's try and get everybody mad. Kang?
I was just trying to write
up
the
soccer. Hatred comes through to us. It's via ticket text. Who gets more mad, soccer guy or tennis guy?
Oh, soccer guy for sure.
I thought so,
Soccer guy for sure.
And look, whatever you like is cool. It's cool. And we've gotten so focused on what's going on locally. If there were a Detroit MLS team, we'd probably actually talk about it. If there were a Detroit tennis star, we'd probably talk about him.
Probably.
And if Tommy Hearns played tennis.
This time.
That'd be so sweet.
Well, he keeps the nickname Hitman.
Yeah, you don't change that.
Tommy Hearns played tennis. We'd talk about him.
Yeah. Bring a real cobra to courtside.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. You know who'd be a big fan?
Who would be a big fan of Tommy Hearns?
If Tommy Hearns playing tennis, we brought a cobra to courtside.
Who?
Coach Dan Campbell.
He probably would, yes. But I'd like to see
I want one of those.
Have it in the building. Behind the kicker.
Better make it.
I got a cobra here.
Yeah. That's a real cobra, folks. Look at the hood on that thing. Piss.
All right. So obviously now we throw out the phone
number. Try to beat that snake, Karsh.
248-539-9797. And I'm not sure why you'd call, but I threw the phone number out.
I'm just... Gets more pissed off.
Hold on. We're asking people that are already upset with us to call now?
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Well, how about this too? Who enjoys, do you enjoy it more when we rip on the soccer or on the tennis? Let's get some soccer and tennis crime here. Huh? Let's go. Let's get it riled up. Come
you
on.
Think, you think against each other?
Garden City Westland, let's go! Let's do it! It's a Friday, man! Let's get riled up! It's the weekend, baby!
Piss some people off.
Come on!
Car Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. I'm kind of surprised Doug doesn't know more about tennis. He just seems like he would be a tennis guy to me. Yes, Wimbledon is always the big one unless something has changed. That's from Jerry. Oh boy, you guys really pissed off the Detroit City fans mentioning MLS. Yeah, look, I'm sorry. I want to just say this to anybody, whatever you're a fan of is fine. It's fine. Has this show had us focusing very heavily on the Big Four and almost exclusively on the local aspect of all the Big Four? Yep. Yep. And if there were a Detroit MLS team, do you think we'd talk about it more?
Yeah, I think we would. Yeah. I don't know if you knew this. There is a team that plays soccer in the Detroit area.
I know.
Over in Hamtramck, yeah. They play. I don't know if
they have a great rabid fan base. They are a loyal group.
And now we want to, you know, sick them on the tennis crowd.
Wow. Let's go to Blake on a cell. Hi, Blake.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
All right, Blake, how are you?
Good. Yeah, so I just want to talk about tennis for a little bit.
Let's go.
Personally, I think tennis is one of the most demanding physical and mental sports.
You got that? Tell that to Doug.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. The matches last 5 hours. You're in the sun, in the heat, and you're by yourself.
All
you have nobody else there.
Okay, how's that different from a round of golf?
A round of golf, you know, you can walk, you can do this. And trust me, I think golf's a more mental game than a physical game. Tennis, on the other hand, is a mixture of both.
You definitely exert yourself in tennis. The description you came up with, I thought, also applies to golf. But my son played tennis, and he noticed it made him a better baseball player because it increased his range. He went back and forth so much, and you're... you know, running sideways and all that, but
yeah. I mean, when you look at these athletes, I mean, take Roger Federer as an example. I mean, what, he's 92 years old, but he's still playing. But if you look at him, he is in incredible shape and could beat any of us up in a run, in anything.
Well, I don't know how beat up you get in a run, but I do agree with you in this. Tennis players are in ridiculously good shape. There's no doubt about that. The cardio on these guys and the women, it's phenomenal what they can do. It truly is.
Yeah, nobody's debating
which
that.
Which is pretty much the same thing with every sport, by the way.
Kinda.
But I think tennis players, soccer players, because they're constantly moving. You know, it's football.
Runners.
I think with the tennis thing, it's under, like, people don't realize it as much as, you know what I mean? With football, basketball, you realize hockey, like, yeah, those guys are out there exerting themselves. But I think people take for granted how much effort you and cardio you use and things like that in tennis. It is excruciating.
It's constant sprinting and stopping.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Think about how much that takes on you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
All right. I'm not offended. You just sound like ignorant bros.
He's offended.
Yeah.
Soccer crowd.
Whatever, dude. I got leg day today. I don't skip it.
The soccer crowd is permanently offended. That's from Dave. This guy's right here. They're called Grand Slams, not majors. Yep, they are. Nick Kyrgios is an Aussie player and is a crybaby DB on the court. Wimbledon is definitely the most prestigious Grand Slam tournament. That's from Ben at Farmington Hills.
Told you.
Do the whole show as Dan Campbell. I need more Gator as Dan Campbell in my life. LOL. That's from Sean in Grand Blank.
I
don't think you can do it.
I don't think you can either. No.
Scott, talk about excruciating for you, right?
It'd be awesome.
Scott says, I know what you're doing. Our four teams suck. It's the middle of the summer. You have nothing to talk about.
What?
So you come crawling to the fringe sports that you normally make fun of.
How dare you, sir?
It's 2 a.m. and the bar is closing and you're looking. Oh, I'm not reading that.
Looking for some wounded deer out there? Is that what he's saying?
I'm not going to read anything. I'm not reading any of that.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, our teams do stink. It is the summer. We do have the U.S. Open. I don't know how we get on tennis. Oh, it's an Ortiz update. And Gator is easily distracted.
What?
Gator is easily distracted. He did an update on tennis, and Gator proclaimed the 18th of June, 2021 is the day that tennis died.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.